Right, so I'm just mentioning a point that something Ariel pointed out to me, but I think it fits well with what we were saying, which is in the pasuk in this week's parsha, or this past week's parsha, by Era, Chaf Aleph Yod, by Hagar. So Sarah said, "Vatomar Lavram, Gorei Sha'am Hazos Vespina, Ki Lo Yashpan Hazos V'Neim Yitzchak." So be Megareish her, drive her out, right? Drive her out, and then. Fine, then he objected, I rejected, but Hashem said, listen. So then, when it tells you what happened, and then Hashem said, Kola Asher Tomar Elecha Sarah, Shema B'Kola. Exactly what she says. Do exactly what she says. So what did she say? She said, Goresh is Ben Hazel Simbana. Right? So then it says, Vayashkim Avram Aboka, Vayikach Lachem, Vachem Asmayim, Vayitin El Hagar, Samal Shechma, Vesayelad, Vayishalacheha. Right? Vatel Tisimir Vashava. And he sent her. Doesn't say by Igar Shah, right? Doesn't say he drove her out. But that's what she said, and Hashem said, do what she says. You know? So, at the point that you see, he gave her bread and water, so he thought that's why he said he sent her out, because he didn't really, he wasn't listening to what she had said. But, I mean, it's a good question. Did she mean, like, just to, just not to give her bread and water? Like, did Tzara mean that, Goresh? You know, I mean, I don't know if he didn't necessarily have to say that he, she meant to starve her out, and Avraham went against her. Because then you'd say, Hashem said, do what she says. If she's saying specifically starve her out, and Avraham's not, then it seems like he's going against it. So it would seem you'd think he should be doing what Hashem told him and what she said. But I think what we said is good, is that Goresh is the action of sending out of Imagaresh is the exact same action as sending out. But it's when you have the Gavra who has that feeling, then it has the then it's called the Megaresh. You need a Gavra to be a Megaresh. That's what he said. If you use a shliach, it won't be a megarish anymore. It'll be a shiluach. You know what I mean? But the husband could be megarish. So they say Sarah could be megarish Hagar, because she was upset by the whole thing, right? And right, but Avraham couldn't be megarish. He simply didn't have the emotion. He didn't have that feeling. So he saw rationally it was the thing to do, and he had a tzivu to do it, and he understood why it had to be, but it didn't have the same feeling. On the contrary, so he was vayera adar ben Avraham. He was very upset by the whole thing. Yeah, right. And that's what Hashem said, al-yera ben chal narval masacha. But you see that it was very difficult for him. So for him, he can only, when he did it, it was a shiluach. It wasn't a giru, a gerish. So the tzivu couldn't be on Geresh, because again that demands the Gavra, and he wasn't that Gavra. So the Tzivu is just on the action. So she said Geresh, but Avraham did Shiluach. That? I mean, it's good. It's a good way to read the psalm. You know, it supports exactly what we're saying. So Avraham was, so to speak, like the Shliach, and he can't, he's carrying out Sarah's plan of Geresh, but he can't do Geresh because he doesn't feel Geresh. So for him, it's just going to be a Maaseh Shiluach. It's interesting, like an action. Defined, it's like a conceptual action which can't be defined by the mechanical, which mechanically demands the Gavra. It's similar to what we said by who said that? Yeah, by Kibosh, right? Yeah, Kibosh. You can without that, like a woman, it won't be Kibosh, right? Yeah. Okay. It's interesting, right? I mean, it's right in the psukim. Yeah. No. So Johnny asks. So if that's the case, then how does, if you tell me that you need the Gavra to create a Maaseh Gerushin, then how does it work out by the Chafta? How does the Chafta supply the quality of Gerushin? Because the bottom line is that you don't have the Gavra, and it's not about the action which he's doing. It's still Shiluach. Right. There's not pshat that you need a Maaseh Gerushin. That's the point. So you need Gerushin because you need a break to sever the marriage. That's the idea of why it's called Gerushin. Because in Gerushin, they're married, and you need a severance, a total severance of the marriage. Now the question is, how does that severance take place? So the Maisa Gerushin could be a vehicle of creating that severance. The Maisa gives it that quality. Or if the Maisa is really one of Shiluach, but the method of Shiluach is through a Chafza of Gerushin. Chafza, which is a Kores, which the terms of the Sphere of Dvarim, the Shtar itself, is one of a Kores, then it will also serve to sever the relationship. So it won't give the action a quality of Gerushin, because the action doesn't have that quality. It's an action of Shiluach still. But there's no halacha you need an action of Gerushin. The institution is called Gerushin because it effectuates the total severance of the, you know, far from the husband. and it does effectuate that through the chafta.
And it seems like
there's a difference. There's a difference between gerushin, between the maisa. If you're talking about a maisa, so a maisa shiloch versus a maisa of gerush, so then you're talking about what makes that maisa is the gavra. You can't have the only way to make the maisa gerushin is through a gavra. But then we're talking about is why is it that the Torah needs gerushin, and we're talking about the institution of gerushin. It's not the maisa of gerushin; it's the institution which breaks a marriage. And the institution demands the quality of severance. That breaking a marriage demands an absoluteness to it, and that absoluteness could be done through one of two vehicles: either through using a maisa which reflects that quality, namely a maisa gerishin as opposed to a maisa shiloach, or even if you don't use that maisa, the quality of severance in the marriage could come out through using a chafza which causes a severance. You know, I mean, maybe just a little better is that gerushin is that she's driven out, right? She's driven out, but she can be driven out by doing a maisa of driving out, or by doing a peaceful maisa using an object, a chavtza, which drives her out. Was the tzuras maisa could be one of driving out, and the way you have that tzura is through the gavra, or it could be that it's driving her out through doing a peaceful maisa, but through using a chavtza, which is a driver out, and the chavtza, which is a koreis, a sefer krisus, is a driver out. There's two ways. That's why they're both called gerushin. But the quality of driving out is what you would have thought is the natural way to do it is through the action, through an action of driving out. Kamash Malon, the Torah set up that quality of driving her out through saying through a chafta, which says you're out of here forever. Get out of here. Koreis is like driving her away. You're driving her away because it means you're sending her with the proviso of krisos. So that's that renders it that she's nigrash. But it still isn't the maisa of gerushin. Maybe just to make it even simpler, is like let's say you say that really you need a maisa gerushin, but a maisa gerushin could be defined mechanically as a maisa gerushin. I mean, or like intrinsically, that you do a maisa gerushin the way the world defines a maisa gerushin, which demands the emotional impact. Okay, or it could be like supposed to be conceptually a maisa gerushin, because a maisa gerushin is a maisa of driving her out. So how could you drive her out? Whereas if you're doing an action of shiluach, how is it defined? If it's shiluach, how is it defined as driving her out? So it's saying since the manner of shiluach is using a chafza which has the absoluteness to it, that defines it as the ma'aseh of gerushin. Whereas what you have to do is you have to take an action of shiluach. Mechanically, all it is shiluach, just sending. So that's all you can do is mechanically. So the question is how do you? But this is supposed to be gerushin. It's not supposed to be just sending. So the question is, how do you take this action of shiluach and give it a quality of gerushin? So you could either do that through the gavra, which is the emotional way to do it, or you could do it through the chafza, which is a nechras, which is a koreis. But either way, it will render it a maisa gerushin. So how is it a maisa of driving her out? It was so peaceful. Yeah, it was peaceful, but you should have seen what this halacha chafza that he used was. It was a sefer krisos. So you could peacefully give a sefer krisos. You know, like you could declare war. You know, you could declare war by going and taking a gun and start shooting, or you could declare war by putting down a piece of paper that says we're going to kill you, and you know, in strong words. So either way, it's a strong action. But one of them, the character of the action emerges from the gavra and the emotions behind the gavra, and the other one, the character of the action emerges through the chafza, which she makes use of, which is made use of. But when it's the chafza, you can use a shliach. When it's the gavra, you can't use a shliach. We have to work to okay, so we just learned that. Okay, so we're up to carrying over shlichus from gerushin to kiddushin. Gerushin to kiddushin. So what does it say? So we know by gerushin that kiddushin works because you have limudim. V'shilcha. Okay, through the mudim, that is, shliach works for him, shliach works for her, shliach works for the shliach. So it says, that's fine, I understand, by gerushin, but what about by kiddushin? Right, because our mishnah is by kiddushin, harish mekadesh bo v'shlucha. So it says, you'll tell me, you just learn it out. The two opposite sides of the same process. You begin and you end the relationship, so you can start and, you know, we create the chalos and remove the chalos. So if it works on one side, it should work on the other side. That says, no, not so fast. because it says, I'll tell you that the reason why it works by Gerushin is because Sheken Yeshanon Baal Karcha. Because you see that Gerushin could be against her will. And I'll argue, since you see Gerushin could be against her will, so therefore you could use a Shlech. Therefore you could use a Shlech. But Kedushin, which demands Das, she needs her Das, so then I'll say Shlech doesn't work. So the kasha is, what does Hadas and Bal Karcha have anything to do with whether a shliach works or not? Because when we're using a shliach, it means she's agreeing and giving her das. We're not talking about marrying her with a shliach against her will. We're talking about her sending the shliach. So there's a sufficient das. So just because you need das, it seems to be a different question. One's a question of what they have to be thinking in order to allow it to happen. Another question is, what mechanism is the result accomplished through? Two different issues. So it's hard to understand why the Gemara is saying that you can't learn from Gerushin to Kedushin because of Baal Karcha. Right, Rashi kind of just makes it as if this just follows. He says, Shekin Yeshem Baal Karcha, Hilkachas Nehu Nam Yadei Shlichas. See, since it works Baal Karcha, therefore it's also through a Shliach. Okay, so that's the question, pretty much. I mean, the thing where I reject is no, because there's a hekesh of a vayelitzia, so therefore you have a right to extend. But I mean, that's the next step. But the question is, what's this, what's the pircha? No, but it's a good point. I mean, Johnny's mentioning, as a little bit of a kasha, I guess, is that in Tosa Rosh, the fact that Gerushin was Baal Karcha, that she doesn't have an option in Gerushin, was an argument of why she should not be able to make a shliach. Because she's not even doing anything. She's not even doing an action. So how could she make a shliach? So on the contrary, that was an argument against shlichus. But now the same argument of Baal Karcha is being used as an argument to say that's why there is shlichus by Gerushin, but there's not shlichus by Kedushin. And presumably, anyways, this is the same Baal Karcha. It's not only on vis-a-vis her. Presumably this is describing shlichus altogether, even vis-a-vis him. So what is Baal Karcha? It's very nice for, on her side, but what about for him? For him, he needs das, so why can you explain why he could use a shliach? It's not Baal Karcho. I mean, the whole thing, it's like almost as if you're supposed to just like believe the Gemara here. I don't know, I'm not sure what the pshat of this thing is. I mean, Rashi just says it. I don't know if I am, but I might as well say. Yeah, so the pshat, just what's pshat here. So Tosafot Rosh offers a pshat. He says, V'kimal yesh yesh Baal Karcho, V'kimon debekal na'aseh ha'maisa. Since the Maisa of Gerushin could take place easily, you see, even against her will, Hilkach na'ase nami ayide shliach. So therefore, once you already see precedent that it's easy to carry out, it doesn't require the ordinary types of things that you would think would be required. So I'll tell you that it could also be due through a shliach. But by Kedushin, which is not so easy to accomplish, you see, you need her will. So I'll say maybe you need her person as well. His person as well. Right? Okay, but the question is still, so what's the... What's this idea? I mean, you just start comparing things like that? I mean, it's easy, but what's that... Must be that the easiness is indicative somehow of the nature of the thing, such that it should allow for shlichas. I mean, it has to be explained somehow. It's just... I mean, he's giving you the, you know, the outline of the thing, but it has to be filled in. Okay, so I think I'm thinking about this very similar to what Ariel's saying. Can we just tighten it up a little bit? Okay, namely, and I think this is something we're going to have to get into in general about these sigyas, especially us. But it seems like you could break up activities into, it seems in general you could break actions into two types of actions. Okay, maybe let me take a step back from here, but just in general, when you need an action. One's like one type of action, let's say like picking up a lulav. Okay? So like that's an action, which is like an action, like it's like a physical action. It's like the Torah wants you to do the action of taking a lulav. Obviously you can't use a shliach for that, right? It's a mitzvah shebegufo, as they call it, right? You can't use because it's an involvement of the person. The action is an involvement of a person in a certain type of an activity, right? And well, you can't use a shliach because the shliach isn't you. The Torah wants you to be taking the lulav, not your shliach. So obviously, you can't use a shliach when the Torah wants, when the action is being used as a like physical output of a gavra, so obviously there's no room for shlichus.
Like a ritual.
You could call it a ritual. I don't really like the word, but right, the action per se, right, the involvement of the gavra in the physical action, right, versus where, like, let's say in Kenyan. So in Kenyan, there's no idea of like that the Torah wants you to give $100 to the other guy, like with your hand, like the action of handing a guy $100. There's no value to the action. The reality is there's an effect of a transference of my car to you and my money to you and your money to me. Now, it's true that you need an action to concretize or for halacha to bring into play the effect. So I have to do an action, a maisa kinyan, to actualize an effect of my... It was really in kinyan, the reality behind the kinyan, let's say, is das. That I want to buy this car, and I want to give you $100, and you also want this, and we both have this meeting of the minds. Now, this meeting of the minds is the essence behind the Kenyan, but that has to be brought into play. It's not just in our heads, but now you have to have an action which brings about this effect. And the action of a Kenyan is, so to speak, like is a physical action which manifests. And it's an expression of the underlying das involved in this deal. And that's why Kenyan works. Because that's why when I pick it up, so I'm expressing my das to own this thing, because picking up is an action of ownership, and that, so to speak, gives life, breathes life into our das. Okay? But it's not because... So the action, the role of the action is not the gavra's involvement in the action. It's just as... to bring reality to the underlying das involved, okay? In this sense, this is an example. So if that's the case, now it makes sense that you have a shliach, because it's not pshat that I have to do the physical action of doing picking up the thing. It just pshat is that I have a das, and you need some action which is an expression of that das. Now, if I hire my agent to do that for me, and he's picking it up. However, agency works, isn't it? It's recognized by halacha, but he's picking it up on my behalf. He's not picking it up because he has no shaykhus to this thing. He doesn't have the money, he doesn't want to buy it, he has nothing to do with it. And he's acting totally subordinate himself and acting on my behalf, so therefore his action is an expression of my das. And thereby, the das is, so to speak, what makes the kinyan happen. It's not the action per se, the action is just what breathes life into the das and is a manifestation of that das. So since he's acting on my behalf, that is sufficient expression of my das to allow the kinyan to take hold. I mean, but if the action is necessary per se, because the Torah wants me to be involved in this activity, so obviously he's him and I'm me, and there's nothing to do with it. Whereas a person could do something to express my das, but he can't be my action and can't be my hand. You know what I mean? So it could be in general terms. That's shulchan aruch kamoso means. It doesn't mean... But you never see shulchan aruch kamoso when the Torah is interested in an action, in human activity. But when the Torah is using a human activity simply as a vehicle of expression of some other effect, or of bringing about some other effect, be it das or something, you know, something else, so then I could use an agent, his action could serve as an expression of this effect, or to bring about this effect which is trying to be brought about. In this instance, it could provide the das to bring about the kinyan. Okay, but the main point, I mean, we'll have to get into how exactly it works, but the main point is that when the Torah demands an activity, a human personal involvement in an action, there's no room for shliach. But when the Torah is simply demanding bringing about of an effect, and that effect needs an action to make it take place, or certain action to make it take place, but the Torah is not makbid on the gavra's involvement, Then you could have shlichus. Okay? So far, so good? Yeah? Okay. So now over here, so now when it comes to Kiddushin, or Gerushin, you could wonder, is if, for instance, when I, let's say when I get divorced. Okay, so when I get divorced, or you could ask by marriage, let's talk about marriage maybe, it's a little easier. Let's say by marriage. So you could argue that marriage is an idea of like a Kenyan. You could have thought that. Or you could think that marriage is a kinyan. It's simply you have das to buy her, so to speak. She has das to give herself up. right? There's das on both parties, and now you just need some action to breathe life into that das and to give it, to bring about the effect of this transaction. And that action is the mice of kedushin. But if that's the case, there's no reason why I could do it or I could have my shilch do it. What's the difference? Either way. But you could argue that kedushin is not just bringing about an effect of a transaction, but the kedushin is getting married. It's two people, two gavras, involved in setting up a marriage. And that involves the individuals and the gavras. And the idea is that marriage is a personal type of a phenomenon. You're setting yourself up in a certain personal situation. It's not just through your money or your bylaws. You're setting up a relationship. And you could argue that the way you set up a relationship is by doing a maisa, you and her do a maisa kedushin. And you involve yourself in giving her, putting a ring on her finger, or giving her whatever, a kesef, a shtar, a bia. It's not just to activate a transaction, but there's a personal, it's a personal maisa. It's an involvement of the gavra, which the Torah is demanding. There's a maisa of kikach hashisha. It's not just the realization of an effect of kenyan, but there's an involvement of the person in any condition. Torah could have set up either way, we don't know. Are you with me so far?
Why
are you saying that? Okay? So Torah could set up either way, we don't know. Now by gerushin, you could also say that. You could also have a similar question. Is gerushin simply like a kenyan, where you're taking you have a ownership, an ishus, and you're just breaking it down, and you're just getting rid of her, breaking the ishus, just like a transaction, like any other transaction? Or do you say gerushin is, look, you have a relationship, you have two parties here who are married, and so to speak, they are getting together, and the man acts upon the woman and severs the relationship. But since the relationship of ishus is of a personal nature, so you could say when the Torah sets up a maisa gerushin, it sounds like the Torah describes is v'nasan biyada. You could envision gerushin as like a personal action, as where we're in this together and we get rid of this together. There's a certain that could be a type of it's a personal activity, which involves two gavras who come to a decision that they say we're stopping this thing, and they do an action and they decipher it. Okay, you could envision both ways by gerushin. In which case you wouldn't allow shlichus. Okay, in which case shlichus wouldn't be allowed because then it's a personal activity and you can't have a shlichus. But now you see gerushin is bal karcha. Okay, now if something's bal karcha, then you can't say it's like this personal action. Bal karcha means to. If it were that kedushin is you're agreeing to get married, it's like a personal action, we're going to agree to get married, and then gerushin is another personal action of us severing the marriage, then it has to involve both parties' das. Then it can't be forced, because since the idea is you're involving, there are two people involved in the action, and they have to both be participants in the action. So it wouldn't be able to be that you don't involve our das in the thing, because it's, if it's a human action, a two-person action, so both parties have to be involved in it. And if she doesn't want to take it, then how is it an action that's not the action of breaking the relationship? The relationship is the relationship of two people, and they have to both be involved in breaking that relationship. But since you see that gerushin is bal karcha, so therefore you see that rather, gerushin is not a personal activity that they're getting together and breaking the marriage. But he has ishus on her, he owns her, and he's simply getting rid of that ishus. It's simply the removal of his ownership. And it's a transaction which is breaking the ownership, breaking his ownership. And that's why she doesn't have to get involved. Why doesn't she have to go along with it? She doesn't go along with it because it's not... She's not really involved. He's the Baal, and he's just like being mafkir her. He's just letting her go, letting her loose. And therefore, that's why she doesn't need das. It's not pshat that they are, it's a two-person, it's a human activity of stopping the relationship. The human activity of the relationship involves the parties in the relationship. But it's an idea is that once you're married, he has bailus, and he's severing, removing that bailus. And that's like a transaction. He's just getting rid of her, cutting her loose. Where's our das? She's not a gavra in this process. It's not a, you don't need that, because she's not, in gerushin, she's not being, it's not a gavra, it's not two gavras doing a certain action, it's a person getting, it's the baal getting rid of his chafza, which he owns, so to speak, and he's unloading her. This question, so Daniel's asking, he says, yeah, but we said earlier that Vashilcha, according to what Tosafos Rosh learns, is Vashilcha teaches you that a woman's allowed to make a shliach. So it says, I would think that she can't make a shliach because she's just a chafta. She's not, he's just getting rid of her. But then she wouldn't be able to make a shliach. But Vashilcha is teaching that she's also involved. It's a two-party action. And since it's a two-party action, she can make a shliach. So that's the case. It seems to be saying is against this idea, because you're saying is the reason why shlichus works is because it's not a personal action. It's just an idea of you're treating her like a chafza. I think there's a difference though between treating her like a chafza insofar as like there's two ideas of her being a gavra. There's the idea of her being a gavra that it's a personal activity, and versus in Dine Mamonis, in terms of the transactional aspect of it, she's a chafza, she's a gavra. So saying is when you're saying before means she's a gavra means there's an action in Dine Mamonis, there's an action of Nesina and an action of Kabbalah. And she's a gavra in that sense, but the fact that it doesn't have to have das, that it's shlomi daita, means it's not personal, because a personal action involves two parties and their personalities and their das.
What is personal?
Personal means like a human activity. It's not just mamonas. It means it involves the people. There's a marriage here, and they're severing. They're getting together and severing their personal, their marriage, which involves their emotions and their personalities, and it's not just mamonas, you know? So the idea is you could have imagined that marriage is a personal relationship, creating marriage is a personal relationship, breaking marriage is a personal thing, and therefore you have to, we agreed to get married, we agreed to separate. But you see, it's not true that it's not a, she as a person and her wishes and her wants and, you know, are irrelevant in Gerishim. So you see, she's not involved, and her personality is not involved. She's just, she is a gavra insofar as the transaction. And as in Dina Momonos, when it set it up as a removal of her, so it's not just that you put it on her, but she's Mekabel. But she doesn't have a will, and the fact she doesn't have a will means she's not involved as a personality. And therefore, the nature of the action is not a person, two people interacting, but it's a transaction. And as such, the action, the role of the action is simply to express their das. And that's why shliach will work. Because if it's a personal, human, personal action, so then you can't use shliach. But if it's really just a transaction, and her role is simply to accept, her role is simply to do the mice of accepting it, but he's really just giving her up in a transaction, just getting rid of her. So now shlichum could work also, because it's just the role of the people's involvement is not as human actors. It's just simply as expressing. He's expressing his das to get rid of her by doing the mice, giving the get to her. But he could do the shlich also. And you could use this shliach also. But when it comes to Kiddushin, which you see Kiddushin is Midas, which means that both parties have to have Das in Kiddushin. So I'll say Kiddushin is really an interpersonal activity, which involves two Gavras who are putting their personalities, and they're deciding to, they're deciding to get together and get married. And as such, the Torah formulated a ma'isa by kiddushin, which involves the people. It's not just an expression of das, but it's a human activity, a ma'isa of a man to a woman, and therefore shluchim wouldn't work. Whereas the Baal Karcha reveals that it's not a human activity; it's just simply an expression of a das. But the fact in kiddushin, where you don't see any indication that it's just a transaction, but you'd say it's marriage. I'll say marriage is between a man and a woman. It's not involved in shluchim.